Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and the other things you can do there. Check out my blog, all those things that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including I would like to encourage you to go to the archives. Find Roger Volkema in management, the management sections, or just find his name in the alphabetical listing, Roger Volkema, V-O-L-K-E-M-A, or look under negotiations and go back and listen to some of the interviews that he's done with us over the years. Outstanding interviews that we've had with Roger. And he's the author, as you know, of the book that's been out for a while, The Negotiation Toolkit, but his new book is called Leverage, How to Keep It, How to Get It in Any Negotiation. Roger is the chair of the management department at American University, and he's our good friend. Roger, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on the promotion.
Well, I don't know if that illustrates that I'm a good negotiator or a bad negotiator, Jim.
Well, it depends on how many extra shekels and how many more days off that you got and how many fewer classes you had to teach. But at any rate, my mother always said the cream always rises to the top. And so congratulations.
Thanks.
You know, this idea of leverage is a very interesting one, Roger. I know you agree with me in terms of negotiating. But sometimes I think when a lot of people think of getting leverage, your subtitle is how to get it and how to keep it. But I think sometimes when we think of leverage, we think of leverage that's going to help us get, you know, the better end of every deal, and it's almost an overly aggressive thought that we have. What do you think?
Well, that could be the case, but I think, Jim, that leverage is always present. It's sort of an advantage or disadvantage that people perceive in any kind of social situation, any kind of negotiation, for sure. And you kind of sense in the pit of your stomach that, oh boy, this doesn't feel good. I really need the deal here. I need to I need to go along with whatever he says or
right.
what have you.
And that's so called giving up leverage.
Yeah. So it's sort of I think it's closely related to emotion, and we feel an emotion of knowing that we have an advantage or a disadvantage in a situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your basic definition of leverage? Talk to us about it on a fundamental level.
Well, I think the simplest definition is it's an advantage or disadvantage that you perceive in a situation. And, of course, the word leverage has been used in a lot of different contexts. People talk about leveraging more students into the classroom or leveraging our brand or what have you. It's related to mechanics. A lever
is a great word, isn't
something
it?
Up. Yeah. And it's been used in finance, leveraged buyouts. But I think of it as, in simple terms, as having an advantage or disadvantage, or the perception of an advantage or disadvantage.
Now, see, I think that's a very important nuance to this your definition, is that leverage can be concrete. I mean, you can literally pick up a 2x4 and use it as a lever. Leverage,
right.
You know, if you put budget behind growing your brand in your community, in your marketplace, that's real concrete leverage. And this is something that small business owners, I think, really, really ought to spend more time thinking about, and that is how much of leverage is perception.
I think a lot of it is. I think a lot of it's perception, and that's, I guess, the good news, because it means if you can change perceptions, you can change the balance of leverage.
Well, for example, and this is not specific about negotiation, but it's not very far away from it. If I'm a small business and I'm competing against a big business, but if I can convince my customers, my prospects, that I've got something that they can't live without, that the other company may not be able to have, versatility and being able to react quickly or whatever, If I can convince them that that's important, that's a perceived lever, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, there were some things we talked about in the first book that you and I talked about some time ago that really are the sources of leverage. Social leverage is the more it costs the other party not to have an agreement with you, the more leverage you have. So if, as a small business owner...
Say that again.
The more it costs the other party not to have an agreement with
you... Not to have an agreement with you.
Right. The more leverage you have. So if you have a product or a service that the big guys can't provide, then you have leverage with consumers because they really need you. You have something that the big guys can't provide. Or if nobody can provide it, then you've got tremendous amount of leverage.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Well, one of the things I think small business owners don't get is they enter into a negotiation, especially if it's with anybody bigger than they are. They enter into a negotiation, whether it be for a lease or a contract or where to have lunch. It doesn't matter. They enter into it feeling diminutive. They enter into it feeling disadvantaged because they look around and the levers that they might instinctively deploy are the ones that they're trying to hold in their hand, and it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have as many trucks as my competitor. I don't have as many people. I don't have as many branches. Those are concrete levers, and we focus on that. And if we do that, if we focus on the physical levers, instead of trying to develop the perception element of it, then we're gonna go into any negotiation with a disadvantage, aren't we?
Yeah, and again, I think it's related to emotion, because if you perceive that, you feel at a disadvantage as a result of that, it's going to affect your behavior.
Right, absolutely. So how do we identify the perceived leverage and deploy it?
Well, when we spoke some time ago, we talked about some sources of some fundamental questions people need to ask themselves before any negotiation. And one of those questions, the first one, is what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people aren't clear on what they want, and they want multiple things, and they have to prioritize those things. The second question is, why should the other party negotiate with me? And the third question is, what are my alternatives? If you don't go into a negotiation with alternatives, you often will give away the farm because you won't believe that you have options.
Hold on to that
thought. Two of those three questions are related to the leverage.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about those two things. By the way, folks, I've written extensively about what Roger just said, obviously with full attribution. Very, very important things you can go back and read about. Plus, you'll find them in both of his books. 20 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Roger Volkema. Roger, it's good to have you back. It's been too long. Your new book, Leverage, is outstanding. Congratulations on that. And folks, I encourage you to check it out. Tell us where it's available, Roger.
Well, it's available most bookstores and Amazon, of course.
All right, and it is an Amacom book, so you can find it at amacom.com, I'm sure.
Sure.
And also, do you have your own website for the book?
I have a website. You have to go to the American University website to click onto my website.
All right, and so that's americanuniversity.com?
American.edu.
American.edu, and Roger is the chair, the new chair of the management department at American University. We're really proud of him for that. Roger, we were talking about you identified the four things that you have to know before you go into any negotiation that you need to know. Repeat those and tell us which two of those really focus on leverage.
Yeah, we were talking before, Jim, about how leverage is determined by cost. The more it costs the other party not to have an agreement with you, the more leverage you have. And that mm-hmm. those costs are based on two of these three fundamental questions: what do I want, and what are my alternatives? If what the other person wants is exactly what you have, mm-hmm. and they don't believe they have any alternatives, then you have a lot of leverage.
And that and the thing is, Roger, to me, a lot of people go into negotiations without trying to find out what the answer to those questions are. And if they could find those, if they had that information, life would be so much more, would be so much sweeter, wouldn't it?
Yeah, one of the things you have to do is to ask open-ended questions. Tell me what you're looking for. Tell me how I can help you, and so forth. And this gives you some clue as to what it is the person wants.
Well, just like if you were selling, in a selling situation, if you walk into a, if you're talking to a prospect, and you know maybe they need what you have, and you're the only one who can deliver it, you know, this afternoon, and they need it this afternoon, then you know you walk, if you don't say, you know, tell me what's, you know, what's on your mind, how are, you know, how are things going, what do you, what's keeping you up at night, if you don't ask those kinds of questions, you may never find out that, you know what, you're my savior today.
Yeah, one of the ways of increasing your leverage is to try to match your product or service to what the other person wants or needs. And you have to pay attention to what they're looking at and ask these open-ended questions to figure that out.
Exactly. And of course, you know, a lot of times, Roger, and you've helped us understand this in the past, a lot of times when people think about negotiations, they think about a formal sit-down across-the-table negotiation where we're hammering out a deal on a piece of property or to sell a business or a big contract or whatever it might be. But the truth is, and as I sort of have a little fun with at the beginning of one of my articles on negotiation, you know, it might be just getting a 2-year-old to take one more bite of peas.
Yeah, we're negotiating all the time in our personal and professional lives.
Right.
And it's, you know, getting a 2-year-old to eat, figuring out what movie to go see, what time a meeting's going to be held, what restaurant the family's going to go to. All of these are negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
My definition of negotiation is a communication between two or more parties about the nature of future behavior. And it's communication. It's not interaction. We often think of negotiation as this interaction that occurs between people sitting across the table from each other. But it can be nonverbal communication, as well as the quality of a resume or a report that's been written or the way you're dressed. This all communicates something about yourself and your abilities and if you can deliver or not. This is part of the negotiation process as well.
Talk to us about one of the things you talk about in your book, in the new book, Leverage, is that you say that leverage is dynamic. Now, what do you mean by that?
There are four characteristics of leverage. One of them we already talked about is that it's based on perceptions. And if you think the other person has something that you need, then they have leverage for all practical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
A second characteristic is that it's dynamic, which means it can change very rapidly as perceptions change. And people do this by asking open-ended questions or sharing information about their product or their service, sometimes by discrediting competitors, saying, well, you know, I don't think, I'm not sure they're going to be in business very much longer, so you probably won't be able to purchase it there.
This is where paying attention comes in really handy, doesn't it?
Oh, you have to pay very close attention.
Because what in one instant they can go from the perception that what you have is really what they need and it'd be really expensive if they didn't have it, to a split second later, all of a sudden they've decided either they don't need what you have as much, or that they're not as interested in doing business with you anymore. And you need to hear it in their voice, see it in their eyes, and notice it in their behavior, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's virtual behavior too, isn't it? They don't return the call as quickly or whatever.
Exactly. There are some indicators, Jim, of who has leverage. And sometimes people manipulate these indicators to suggest they have more leverage than they really do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Roger, one of my favorite little stories about negotiation is the one about poker, where the guy says, if you're at a poker table and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet. And it's that way in negotiations, too. If you're negotiating and you don't know who the mullet is, you're the mullet. Hey, Roger, the book is called Leverage, How to Get It, How to Keep It in Any Negotiation. The author is Roger Volkema, V-O-L-K-E-M-A. It's available wherever books are sold. Roger, will you come back?
Love to, Jim.
We'll have you back real soon. We got more to talk about. Congratulations on the new promotion and on the new book.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Roger Volkema, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break, right back with another pretty cool lady, Terry Neese, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.